been an experience the Lord have had us to just minister and with no music. One of the things you have to do is follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. It's so important to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. What I say? Yeah, so important. I'll give you another word tonight because you're going to need it because I'm going to another aspect of ministry tonight. So I think not only this morning, but tonight will be another historical insight for ministers, churches, and the body of Christ at large. So I'll pray and we'll get right into the word. It's been a good week. We've covered a lot of territory, and there was a lot of registration, and that's important to me that I don't be wasting my time in this season of my life. It's important. I prepared for these meetings months and months, listening to God to make sure I have the right word for you. You will be amazed at what God going to say to you tonight. It's a new territory. It's a territory that we have not been before. So it's another apostolic soaking that we're going to enter into tonight, and the greater anointing going to be upon you after the Lord speak to you a few minutes. So may his grace be upon us, may his mercy, may your ears be open, your eyes be open, your understanding be open. You're ready to apply what he says to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I was praying and heard the word coal, C-O-A-L. Then I heard the word tar, T-A-R. I could not figure it out. And then he gave me the scripture, Matthew 5, 13 and 16, which talks about the salt, you being the salt, and the light. And he said this to me now, and I want the ministers to take a hold of that. Somebody get over here. Anointed with salt. Anointing with salt, anointed with light. I know it was for you. Anointing with salt, anointed with light. Now everything will be all right. Yes, sir. Divine salt and divine light is flowing through my soul. Yes, sir. Giving life taste and removing all disgrace. One of my arm is grace and my other arm is mercy. I'm wrapping both arms around you, your family and your ministry. God is now hugging me with his grace and his mercy. You might write 1 Corinthians 15:10. My arm of favor, I know this for you now. My arm of favor and my arm of forgiveness are wrapped around you, and whatever you do from this day forward, and now you know it. Everything is about to turn to your favor. You're about to ride on my favor train. Many have never heard of it, but they will see you riding in it. Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 52. My favor is what keeps you from falling or failing, keeping you out of fear. Stay in my presence. You're about to see much more of my favor. Woo. It's for the minister, for you, for the minister, Congressman.
Yes, sir.
Many divine actions are about to be but Rabasaki de la Mount Vazukata. Ah, my. Many divine actions are about to be released on your behalf to advance and enhance my work. The work and the greater works are about to be released in greater forces.
Yes, sir.
Keep releasing your image, your likeness, and your I am-ness at all time, your dominion through me will shut down all opinions. For you see, it's time for me to show my dominion through my children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now you would turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 17. There are two scriptures in John 17, and it's two places that ministries need to go that the Lord want me to minister on tonight. And it's a strange subject, but I understand it. See, I understand the word transfiguration. Transfiguration, biblically, you know, I didn't look up no definition. I looked it up on the phone, but it really, the definition is seeing in the spirit world, hearing things you can't see normally. And so tonight he want me to aim to bring forth how to get your ministry on the mountain of transfiguration. I said, what? He said, I want you to teach tonight and I will show you some principles of how to get your ministry on the mountain of transfiguration that you're seeing beyond normal.
Yes.
The ordinary courses will be cut out. And you'll go places that the average minister have never been, will never go. Because you know that you're cut talamasa. You know he only took three up there with him.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, that was a reason for that. And I'm going to say it to you in the introduction. Just hold those scriptures. Very little is said about the realm of glory. The realm of glory, but it's available now. Now, I'm not prophesying. I'm speaking to the introduction to this message. I'm going to speak to you today from two of the most powerful chapters on ministry. Matthew 17 and John 17. Jesus prayed that prayer of glory in the 17th chapter of John. Then he got them boys up on that mountain in the 17th chapter of Matthew. All right?
Yes, sir.
Many things will open up for you and your ministry. Now, I listen to these words. Identity, intimacy, inner circle. That's where you're going. Insight. Let me go over those again.
Yes, sir.
But you have to function. Identity. Intimacy, inner circle. Peter, James, John, it was in the inner circle. But the Lord told me you go there if you do the right thing.
Yes.
Insight. Stop talking about all the struggle you're going through.
Yes.
And begin to declare the supernatural.
Yes.
Now here in John, let's read Matthew's first. Matthew 17, verse 1. Also recorded in Matthew. Always in Luke, and then Mark 9, and then Luke 9. This same transfiguration took place. In Matthew 17, 1, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John. Notice just three. Huh? How many disciples you had? What are the eight? You on the eight side or the three side? See, there's a certain intimacy. Now, I believe I've been there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because you got to spend time with God and you got to put him first.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to put him before your family.
Yes,
sir. I hear somebody say, family first, God second. You crazy? God first, family second, church third.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I know y'all don't want to get it. What he said, that's what I said. That's the way it goes.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it goes. So after 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured. Now that word is right there. Was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them two other mountain walkers. Had mountaintop experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Moses and Elijah, mm-hmm. talking with him. Then Peter then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, and nobody said nothing to Peter. What are you answering for? Who asked him something?
Yes, sir.
Then answered Peter. Peter trying to answer the revelation. Then answered Peter. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three. He won't go back down. Let us make here three tabernacles. They all won't build some. Watch, pay attention. One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Eli. While yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased, yea, ye him. And when the disciples heard it, see, you get in that area, the voice of God, you can hear it clearly. They fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus on it. That's very important now. See Jesus. And as he came down from the mountain, you can't tell everything you see. Jesus charged them saying, tell the visions of no man until the Son of Man be raised again from the dead. You got that?
Yes.
Now, turn to John. I'm not going to read as much in John. John 17. Because I have to go ahead and start plowing along that line for us to enter into a realm tonight. I feel his presence.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. The Lord is in this place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You see, a lot of time we read things in the Bible and keep it biblical. But the Lord want to manifest in our life.
Yes, sir.
Now, you thought you never could go up on the Mount of Transfiguration, but you going there tonight?
Yes, sir.
You can go there. It's a place that God has set apart for those in whom walking in revelation and yielding to his spirit. All right, here in John 17, I read the whole chapter, but verse 1 and 2, these words spake Jesus and I'm in John here. Jesus spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. Second verse, that thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And then I want to skip down to verse 17. Now here's a mountain statement. Verse 17, here's a mountain statement now. Watch verse 17. Mountain statement, sanctify them through thy truth. You can't go on the Mount of Transfiguration if you're not sanctified.
Come on. Yes, sir.
If you're not living a sanctified life, I don't care how much you pray.
Yeah.
I don't care how many calling you got. If you're not sanctified, and not anybody going up on that in that experience,
yes, sir,
in that type of presence. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. If thou sent me into the world, even so I've also sent them into the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Are you listening? Still listening?
Yes, sir.
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now listen at verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them.
Yes.
See it?
Yes, sir.
That they may be one, even as we are
one.
And then he said in the 23rd verse, I in them and thou in me. Glory to God. That they may be made perfect in one. Glory to God. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and have loved them as thou love me. That's powerful. That's a powerful word there, man. Powerful word. Powerful word. Let's see how we can take steps to get into this transfiguration.
Yes, sir.
Turn to John Gospel chapter 5. And I'll make a statement and I'll soak it until the Spirit tell me to leave it. But I want you to see this. Now I have experienced this many times. I've experienced the presence of God many, many times in not normal ways. Here in John 5, I'm going to give you a principle, then I'm going to give you scripture to take it. following the ministry of Jesus closely and slowly. Following the ministry of Jesus closely and slowly. John 5, verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and judge me the just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. Then you look, my brothers and sisters, at John 5, 34. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. It's very important that you see that. I can of my own self do nothing. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Then we look further. Following the ministry of Jesus closely and slowly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knowing you can't do things of yourself, of your own. That's another scripture I want to look at. Look at John 3, verse 27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Now, these are very particular insight. Verse 30 now. You go into the mountain of transfiguration. He must increase, but I must decrease. Verse 34. For he whom God have sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. Hallelujah. That's some territories to be in, isn't it?
Yes,
and then also to understand this mountain of transfiguration ministry, seeing and decreeing all my struggle days are over.
Yes, sir.
Seeing and decreeing. Once you have experienced that, no matter what attacking you, you will decree all my struggling days are over. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul bring us the note of how the first chapter here talked about the cross, and he get over and give us an insight to an apostolic ministry. Seeing and decreeing all my struggling days are over. It's a realm in the spirit. Now I minister as my father ministered. I walk in his anointing. Self say I'm anointed tonight. I feel it on me. I've fallen many years. He trained me. And that anointing, I don't want to go away. It's the body of Christ need to experience it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that the presence of God can come into this room and on the line, wherever you are. Listen now, seeing and decreeing all my struggling days are over. Say it, all my struggling days are over. Now these verses, and you know, we used to take the short verse and preach it. These last, in these time of apostleship, he've had me use many verses. Look at it in 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. I can stay right there on that verse the rest of the night. For I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I can stay on that verse all the rest of the night. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, in much trembling. I really could stay in that voice all night. And my speech and my preaching was not even enticing words of man with. I could stay in that voice all night. But, everybody say but. In demonstration of the spirit and power.
Yes.
That's a different now.
Yes.
That's a different. See, that yielding, recognizing that it's not you. Well, you need to have that up here. You need to recognize that demonstration of the spirit and power is available to you at all times. Hallelujah. You yielding to him. You're not trying to make a name for yourself. You're not trying to be a popular preacher.
Yes.
You just spit out whatever he tell you to say.
Yep.
say it like he tell you to say it. I have to do this. Don't dilute your ministry. Dilute your ministry with grammar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever he said to you.
Yes, sir.
Say it. The Holy the Holy Spirit trying to get something over, and you trying to be grammatically right.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Paul said when that he ministered in that facet, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. People need to be see the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that their faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Can you see? You with me now?
Yes, sir.
Watch what he says now. But, you know, on the other hand, fumbling and misspeaking is not a priority. But yet, if the anointing on you, you just do what the Lord tell you to do and say it the way he says say it. But yet you're speaking a greater wisdom than grammar.
Yes, sir.
No college can, college credentials can add up to the Spirit.
That's right.
I don't care what the professor, how many name he got. It can't, the spirit world can take anything and rise above anything in this world.
That's right.
Amen. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Paul going to explain to us now in the sixth verse. Habib will speak wisdom among them that are perfect. See, matured, those who are not caught up in emotion, those who are not caught up in normal pattern, those that are ready to go into another dimension, those that are willing to yield to the Spirit of God and say, take me where you want to take me. Those who follow God, seeing and yet blind, seeing and yet blind. Seen because you can't explain what you're looking at, but yet you trust him, you keep on following him.
Yes,
are you following me? So he said, when this looks so inadequate and so insufficient, he said in the sixth verse, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. See, that's why we can't lock hands with this world. That's why we can't let them put us in a pattern. Because, to see, a pattern, you listening? A pattern and the present is two different things.
Come on. Yes, sir.
I much rather to listen to somebody who in the present than the one who got their pattern straight.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not saying try to mess your language up. Some of y'all are smart. I'm not saying try to mess your language up, but I'm saying you can't go there with just language.
Right. That's right.
You have to be healed. See, I'm healed. I got to know, but I'm healed. I'll go anywhere. I'll say, he know I'll say anything he tell me to say, because I know,
yes,
I know when I'm following him, I'm inviting the glory.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
And I know he never, if you obey him, he'll manifest, he'll come, he'll help the people you're ministering to.
Yes,
but you got to obey him. You can't be trying to work something out. You got to yield to him.
Yes.
Are you following me? But though this bad speech Paul talking about, Paul was an educated man, but Paul followed, this stuff don't work. I got to yield to the Holy Ghost. I got to chop up this English a little bit and do, say something, what I say what the Lord say. The Lord do that for you to know you're not in control. See, a lot of ministers are in control. They're the most eloquent speaking, you know, nice guys, I know it. But they in control. And then you know, I see my dad walk in the place, you know, fumbling around with wood, and all of a sudden the glory hit.
That's right.
The glory hit. You want the glory, you know. But he says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to know it. See, when you're speaking like that, the prince can't interrupt you. He don't know where you're going. You're in a spiritual dialect. You're in a spirit realm. He cannot interrupt it because he's waiting for another. He's waiting for another verb, and you give him an adjective.
Yes, sir.
Because you're saying what God wants you to say. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is not the easiest thing to do in the natural. I've had men around me who were real eloquent. Men speak real clearly, real precise. I remember a man one time, I rebuked him because he was mocking how I talk. And I turned and I said, shut up. I'm trying to teach you something. You don't think you're teaching me something with your little language. I'm trying to get you in the realm of the spirit. Father, know how to follow the Holy Ghost. See, he was locked in intellect. I jerked it out of him. The last time I heard him preach, he was out of it. He's out of it. is out of it.
Yes, sir.
Put too much intellect in there, you'll never get to the transfiguration.
That's right.
No, you just have a translation.
Yes, sir.
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God, watch it, in a mystery. Woo! We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even, listen, even three things you're going to say about wisdom here. The hidden wisdom was God ordained before the world unto our glory. Mystery, hidden, ordained. Demonstration of the Spirit, wisdom, the mystery of wisdom. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Hidden wisdom, ordained wisdom. All that came. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Now look at verse 8. See, you cannot, quote talalabashaya, you cannot minister where Satan can understand you. You can't let Satan read in your outline. You see, he said in the 8th verse, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man, things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Now, that's a lesson there of seeing and decreeing all my struggling days are over. When you get in that realm of ministry, you get where you yield. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. You get where you yield. Yielding to God no matter what nobody else say.
Yes, sir.
I've been in auditorium. I had some great preachers. I'm just your country boy. I don't know how to talk. You know, 20,000 people in the auditorium. Those guys are preaching, you know. And I called my wife and told my wife, I'm coming home. These guys got some outline. My wife said, no, just stay in there. Just stay in there. God with you. And I went back out. And that next evening, the glory hit. The glory hit. It glory hit so much the man who was supposed to preach after me said, I ain't doing it. The glory hit. You see, I was yielding to the Holy Ghost. I saw that intellect. And that intellect kind of intimidated the glory. But you see, you gotta go through all that. Now that's many years ago. But the Lord said that no, just my wife said, stay there. And then the Holy Ghost hit. And you see, when the Holy Ghost hit, eloquence is no good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to hold back now, you know, when the Holy Ghost hit. I like to yield to the Holy Ghost, me. That's one of the things your ministry is going to have to do. Yield to the Holy Ghost, but don't fake it.
Yeah.
Don't fake it. Just yield. Don't fake it, but yield. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go to another aspect of the transfiguration ministry. Transforming, transferring, stepping into the realm of transfiguration. Transforming, transferring, stepping into the realm of transfiguration. Now we got these scriptures, Romans 12, 1 through 3. We quote these scriptures all the time, your body, your mind, and your faith, talking about your spirit. Then Hebrews 4, 12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing the son, the soul, and the spirit, the joint, the marrow, and the discerning of the intent, thought of the heart. Hebrews 4, 12, you got that, you see that? Uh-huh. And then you got John 6, 63. Well, let's turn to that one. John 6, 63, we're talking about a transfiguration in ministry. We're talking about how to get your ministry on the mountain of transfiguration.
Yes, sir.
How to get my ministry, say it.
How to get my ministry on the mountain of transfiguration.
Yeah, it's in the spirit. It's trusting God. It's spending time with God.
Yes.
It's spending time with God. It's not having a prayer meeting.
Yes.
Is having a relationship.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And you can get places. You can get places that the average person never goes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory to God!
Glory to God.
Glory
now let's look at this. John 6:63. I remember when God first enlightened me with this scripture. I had read it many times as a Baptist boy preacher. But then the Lord, I was studying and I read that scripture and the Holy Ghost said, read it again. John 6:63. You have to understand this scripture. It is the spirit that quickened it. And look what he said next. The flesh prophesies nothing. You see, you can't preach in the flesh. You can't minister in emotion. You got to minister deeper than that. Yeah, it is the spirit that created the flesh prophesies nothing. Notice he said, now the words that I speak unto you. Not to Daniel. Not to Paul. To you. That's the only way they turn into spirit and life.
Yes,
it's a rhema.
Yes, sir.
It's a live word.
Yes.
It's a word. It's a word that I didn't go research.
Yes,
it's a word that leaped and spoke to me. Spoke to me, came off the pages and spoke to me. It was alive.
Yes.
You see, that's the kind of word you need to make these decrees and be transformed, transferring, stepping into the realm of the transfiguration. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice here, I'm on number four. You know, I said this, let me address this now, because there's a lot of ministers on the line, ministers here. You have to preach with the ideal of application. Mm-hmm. You're not to serenade people.
Right.
You are to feed the flock. Matter of fact, I got it down here somewhere. Go to Acts chapter 20. Uh-huh. Acts 20, and then make a note of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
Uh-huh.
I may not get up to all of them. The Apostle Paul over there in Acts. Let me go over to Acts. Apostle Paul. I'm just, you know, I'm jumping off notes now because I'm sensing something going on here. See, something, yeah, see? You have to Acts 20 now.
Yes.
Acts 20. I don't want to go straight to the 28th verse. I want to go a little further up because I want to show you something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said here, he's talking about my little footnote just said bound in the spirit. Being bound in the spirit. At verse 22. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem. Bound. Not knowing the thing that should befall me. Save that the Holy Ghost. Verse 23. Witnessing in every city. Saying that bonds and affliction abide me.
Yeah.
But none of these things move me. You see that? In the 24th verse. But neither caught I my life dear unto myself. So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry. See, now he's putting the ministry first, you see. He's flowing, which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I notice you all among whom I've gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men. Now, notice what he said in verse 27. That's the way I want LTMA to be. For I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsels of God. I'm not here to please you. Then he says, I've got to give you this instruction now. Now I'm giving this instruction to LTMA now. Take heed therefore unto yourself. You see, you can't minister unless you got yourself straight.
That's right, that's true, sir.
And to all the flock. Overwatch. Now notice what the Holy Ghost have made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Lord, now he warned us about ministry in verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. But if you have fed the flock, the wolf will have nobody to eat. I've seen wolves come in here. And they try to move some of my members. They say, goodbye. Talking to one lady, she said, I'm with pastor. You do what you got to do, but I can't go. I'm with pastor. Because I fed the flock. The wolf tried to get them, but they know the difference between a wolf. I saw on a program, I saw a man giving an illustration about the shepherd voice. And I saw the shepherd told the other people what he said. His sheep was out there. The shepherd told them what how he called them. And so one come, they try to call the sheep. Sheep kept eating. Sheep kept eating. It wouldn't even move. The shepherd came, used the same word. Every one of those sheep start heading that direction. Yeah. See, people ought to know they pass the voice. Oh, yeah. And then they don't follow the voice of a stranger. They come here shoo-shooing you. Say, no, I'm with Pastor. Yeah, I'm with Pastor. Hallelujah. Let me try to finish here because it's a beautiful instruction of an apostle to pastor. He said in the 31st, also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. I saw that too. Therefore, watch, remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Yeah, he submit them to the word, you see. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, training to operate in 3 levels of the Spirit at all time. 3 levels of the Spirit. Hebrews 12, 2, we talked about that. Then you have the anointing there in 1 John 2:27, self-same anointing. And then you have to have these things in divine order. I heard Junior talking about it. You know, we have talked about the anointing so much, but then the Lord ministered to me. The Lord says, grace, love, then the anointing. Grace, love, then the anointing. Make sure you got grace on you. Make sure you got love on you. See, that's 2 Corinthians, the last chapter, last verse. In the last chapter, in 2 Corinthians,
yes,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Make sure those three are wrapped around you.
Yes.
Yeah, grace. So you're trying to do things and don't have no grace for it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're out of place. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You see how easy I'm ministering? It don't bother me no more.
Yes.
I have the grace for it, and the Lord is ministering to us. And trying to get us to the Mount of Transfiguration.
Yes,
it's 3 levels. Then there's the anointing we talk about in John 17. There's the anointing of glory. John 17 to 23. I'm not going back there anymore. And then another point I want to release, tapping into the permanent revelation of ministering in an excellent spirit. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Tapping into the permanent revelation of ministering in an excellent spirit. When I was preaching for Dr. Price. You know, Dr. Price, now I've seen the Holy Ghost move 2 men that I know I wasn't doing it. I was preaching in camp meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Spirit of God got on me. I was just yielding to the Holy Ghost, and the police come in because they thought a riot had started in the auditorium, but it was the Holy Ghost shaking everything up. The wind was blowing, you see what I'm saying? But after that meeting, I looked, he gone home to be with the Lord. Now, over in the balcony, Ronald knew who I'm talking about in a few minutes, he was sitting way up in the balcony. I saw him while I was preaching, Charles Capp. And by the time I got through preaching, he was at the foot of the pulpit where I was, and he said, Brother Thompson, Charles, hey, Charles Capp, boy, that was the Lord. You hit a home run. I said, Lord, you did that. I knew that it had to be the Lord. That was a resurrection there, boy. Dr. Price invited me. That's why I'm going to talk about this text. I preached on an excellent spirit from Daniel chapter 6 at his church. It was a man day. What it was? Prayer day. Dr. Price was up to my right. The glory hit. Price just like Caps. Price, you ain't gonna get him stirred up, you know. He is up on his feet, and then he would come up and now say, Leroy got me acting all crazy, jump all over the place. But it wasn't Leroy. I don't take credit for that. It was the Holy Ghost. I've seen that over and over again. You get in the spirit, you see. You get where the anointing moving. You're getting where the Spirit of God moving. And I want to look at Daniel 5 and 12. I want you to have that in your package. Daniel 5 and 12. But these excellent spirit is one of the things you got to have to go Give me Daniel 5, 12. For much as an excellent spirit, underline that, excellent spirit and knowledge, ooh, glory, and understanding. See, when that excellent spirit is the Holy Ghost. You didn't yield enough for the Holy Ghost to trust you with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, listen, interpreting of dream and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubt was found in the Sam Daniel, whom the king Belshazzar, now let Daniel be. You see that? Now, all that bring promotion. God promotes you supernaturally. God promotes your ministry supernaturally. I've ended up places, I don't even know how I got there. I'm flying through the air. How I got a jet? Flying another time, second jet. Flying another time, third jet. Flying the fourth time, fourth jet. I don't even know how I got there. Got a pilot. Got two pilots. They fly where I say go. But when the weather bad, they got it. They say, we can't go now. I'm going back. Call the hotel. I'm going back. I learned that. I didn't know that, you know.
Yes, sir.
It's my plan. We're going. Y'all can get around it. I said, stupid. You the one up there with them, you know. I said, yes, sir. I learned, Lord. I learned. Look at Daniel 6 now. Daniel 6, 1 and 2 and 3. Daniel 6, 1. Give me that. Daniel 6, 1. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Daniel 6, 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Verse 2. Watch what happened. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. Why he was first? Excellent spirit. That the princes might not give account. That the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Now look at verse 3. He's going to explain everything. Verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above all the president and princes. Why? Same thing 5:12 said, right?
Yes, sir.
Because he had an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. That's why, you see, that's why I'm over Darrow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You see all these calls y'all meeting coming down here? I used to come down here and drive on both sides of the road.
Yes, sir.
But nobody out there but me. You know, you can drive on the left side if you want. You drive like you're in a foreign country. You never meet another car. I'm telling you the truth. But now they got traffic. You know, not that Ralph's supermarket over there making millions of dollars because the anointing's on this place.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ralph respect my ministry. I know he respect my ministry. See, he now the one don't respect it, they're not doing too much.
Yes.
See? Because that excellent spirit is over Darrow.
That's right.
And so whoever come against, they don't get it. Whoever acknowledge it, they get blessed.
Yes, sir.
My. Y'all. So see promotion coming to your ministry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, we're talking about this excellent spirit. All right, you see it? Now I can go on and on with Daniel, but I can't. I gotta go on. Now Romans 8:11 tell you you got it.
Yes.
Look at Romans 8:11.
Yes, sir.
You got the same spirit.
Yes, sir.
Daniel had the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost, the Sam spirit. I know if it's the Sam, I know the spirit of Jesus was excellent. The Sam spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in me. So I have an excellent spirit in me. It's just a matter of yielding to him.
Yes.
Promotion coming to ministry. Although everybody listen to me, promotion coming.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. Got to. When God's word speaking to us, here come the promotion.
Yes, sir.
There are gates that wouldn't open to you. They're going to open automatically now because the Spirit of God is on this meeting. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen. Let me tell you, go talk about Tosha. Tell you two or three more things. You must, tapping into the permanent revelation of ministering in an excellent spirit. You see that?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, you must stay thirsty and hungry to continually experience this type of ministry. Thirsty and hungry. And you know, we talk about John 7:37-39, rivers running out, rivers of living water, and then Jesus in Matthew 5:6 in the Beatitudes said, blessed are they who are too hungry and thirsty after righteousness they be filled. We know that, right? Now, here's another aspect. Moving from the facet to the flow, then to the flood. Moving from the facet to the flow, then to the flood, which will release a standard of ministry that you have never seen, for the glory keep on coming. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit will lift up a standard. Isaiah 59, 19. Yeah, the standard. There's a standard being lifted in every ministry, every minister that listen to me right now. There are places, listen, something getting on you. Yeah, something already in you, but it's getting on you now. Yeah, it's a standard that about to be raised in ministries all over the world. The enemy tried to come in, but the Lord in this meeting is lifting up a standard. He's telling us we got a right to stand on the Mount of Transfiguration in the presence of God and see things that the average minister had never seen and die and go to heaven and never experience it. The glory.
The glory.
The glory.
The glory.
Expectation from God at all time. Write that down. Expectation from God at all time. Experiencing the will and growth of God in you. Experiencing the will and growth of God in you. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Mm-hmm. Yes, evidence that prove God is with you. Evidence that prove. You need to have evidence that prove that God is with you. I'm not by myself.
Yeah.
The Lord is with me. And lo, I'll be with you always. Didn't he say you'd be with you? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So let me go back over these things quickly. Expectation from God at all time. You got it? Expectation from God at all time. Expect to step out the ordinary all the time.
Yes, sir.
When you're ministering in God's will. Experiencing the will and growth of God in you. Evidence that prove God is with you. You need to have evidence. Now turn to Luke 21:15. Hurry. Luke 21:15. Empowering that cannot be denied. He said, I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot gainsay nor resist. Power, empowerment that can't be denied. When you stand to preach from this day forward, expect that empowerment to be there. Don't rush. Don't try to push it. Just yield to the Holy Ghost. Just yield to the Spirit. Expect that power, empowering to be there. Expect that excellent Spirit to be upon you. Yeah, expect it. It's there. I mean, it's being imparted right now.
Yes,
the next time you preach, you're not going to be the same.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir.
You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Anybody listen to me, next time you preach, you see, because you don't have to push it.
Yes, sir. Don't force it.
See,
yes, sir.
You flow.
Yes, sir.
Don't force it.
Yes.
See, I've been through that stage of false preaching. You know, you're trying to stir somebody up.
Yes.
I don't care if nobody do nothing now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put the word out.
Yeah.
See? See, that's what people need.
Yes.
They don't need. See, we got to cut all this just emotion. Now, I know I get emotion too. You know, I jump and shout. But we got to cut all that out.
Yes.
Just emotion. These people now, with these baboons out there now, these people need to know what they're doing. They need to know what they're doing. All kind of stuff, all kind of crazy things. Look, we ain't seen it yet. More going to come. We in Matthew 24.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, we in the book of Jude now.
Yes,
you better know somebody or know something beside your ABCs. I tell you right now. Because a lot of things going on, but you can walk in perfect peace. He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Didn't he say that? Yeah, I got peace. Peace, the world doesn't give it, and the world can't take it away. But you got to walk in it, you see?
Yes, sir.
All right? Empowerment that cannot be denied. Now, Daniel talk about 11:32, explored in kingdom business. They're going to be explored. Yeah, in kingdom business. This is an exotic moment in the body of Christ. You know, you ever been on that mountain? You ever been on that mountain which Jesus transfigured before you? Yeah, he wants you to be on that mountain. He wants you to have that experience every now and then. I've been in some time, the Spirit get disturbing, get the moving. I know I was on that mountain of transfiguration. I know I was with Jesus. I know that was a power in me that I cannot explain. There's a glory. There's glory. May the glory be on your ministry. Yeah, y'all stand up. May the glory be on your ministry. May empowerment come to your ministry. May revelation come. May your ministry be endorsed with a greater grace, a greater love, greater anointing be on everyone under the sound of my voice. It's your time. It's your time. You see, well, God have a set of ministers set For when the time got worse, that they'll get greater, that the people have somewhere to go. You in that number. You see, the worse it get, the greater you're going to get. The harder it get, the easier it's going to be for you because you're flowing in the Spirit. I tell you right now, I'm not worried about nothing. No, I'm not afraid. I don't have no fear. No, I'm not worried about nothing. They can do what they want to do in politics. They can do what they want to do downtown, uptown. I'm coming to Darrow and preach the gospel. I don't care how it look, how it seem, how it feel. Who say they can't make it? I know I'm going to make it. I got somebody who can't be denied. The greater one live on the inside of me. I got an anointing on me. I got a God I serve. It's a high God. Nobody never stopped him. The same one was in the lion den with Daniel. He's with me. The same one was with the Hebrew boys. The same one was standing before the Red Sea with Moses. When Moses looked like he couldn't get out, Pharaoh army behind him, desert wilderness on both sides, and the Red Sea before him. But the Red Sea opened up. I believe the Red Sea will open up for you if you trust God. I'm not worried about it. Though Goliath 9 feet 6 inches tall, and he got an armor on, but I couldn't wear Saul armor. Sometimes we're trying to wear Saul armor. Don't wear Saul armor. Saul armor will get you killed. Listen to what God say. Sometimes y'all trying to put on what other ministry doing. No, you unique within yourself. You and your uniqueness going to be robbed by wearing that old armor somebody else put on you. I remember one time I was reading behind a minister and I was driving down the Darrow and the Lord said, get that out of the car. That man is talking about business stuff from the secular world. I'm going to take you deeper than the secular world. I'm going to take you where you rule the secular world. The spirit world rule the secular world. Don't worry about your ministry. Don't worry about your finances. Don't worry about how it's going to come out. Just stay in the spirit. The spirit is greater than the secular. God will finance your ministry. Are you hearing me? Let me close here. It's been a good week here. Glory to God. Daniel, David standing before Goliath. They had nothing but a slingshot. Sometimes you don't look like you got all you need for the opposition coming against you, but just follow the Spirit of God. Do what he tell you to do. That rock didn't kill Goliath. It was the glory of God. Glory, glory of God. David cut his head off. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm telling you right now, let me close. I'm telling you right now, power. Glory be upon you the rest of your life. You gonna walk in a different anointing from this week forward. There's a glory. I want you to go back over the tapes. Go back over the time. The Spirit of the Lord is rising a new breed. A breed that is not tied down. A breed that's free to flow with God. The people need to have the liberty to flow. The overseer will stop you if you're going the wrong way. But you got to hear what God's saying. Let God talk to you in your bed at night. Early in the morning, let God talk to you. Just give me a little minute here. Hallelujah. Let God put his hand on you. Let God hug you while you're sleeping. Let God whisper in your ear and tell you your next move, step by step. The Bible said the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord and he delighted in his way. I'm so glad my step is ordered by God. I get promotion every day. God is promoting me every day. Men try to hold me down. Somebody try to hold me down, but God always give me promotion. I can't be held down. I got somebody fly over the problem. I got somebody.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.